Sheffield Live, made in Sheffield, made by you.
Yeah, this is the poet Benjamin Zephaniah coming down your radio wire, and you are listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM, my friend.
Hi, my name is Billy Bragg, and you're listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM.
Hi, I'm Eddie Grant, and you're listening to Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM.
¿Por qué estás triste? Dime por qué. Veo en tus ojos pena y dolor. Qué negras nubes te hacen sufrir. Siento llover en tu corazón. ¿Por qué tan lejos miras? ¿Por qué? ¿O algo presientes que sea fatal? No llores, vida, me harás llorar. Y nuestro llanto nos ahogará. No llores, vida, me harás llorar. No llores, vida, me harás llorar. Que en la vida hay que luchar, y siendo pobres con una cruz. Pero tu amor, mi amor, vale más. Por eso pido no sufras más. Si es por el hijo que estás así, seca esa lágrima y ya llegará. Y en sus ojos nos traerá una mirada llena de amor. Pero no llores, me harás llorar. Pero no llores, me harás llorar. Pero no llores.
Yeah, man, yeah, that was cool, little bit of folky music that, this is the usual, itinerary of the, this program. At 6 o'clock, usually I play a little bit of music from Mother Earth, because no matter what happens, man, you know, you can never forget about the environment, you know, about the habitat where we live and where animals live too. And we've got to be pretty straightforward and tell people that, we all know what it's all about, you know. Well, right now is the environment, you know. I mean, we vote for people who... they promise a lot of stuff, you know, going on. I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, I'm going to do all this stuff for you guys. But then when they get to power, you know, they forget about it. Well, the reason I'm mentioning this is because of the Argentinian president, Milei, no, Javier Milei, self-proclaimed Jew. Yeah, when he was doing his candidacy campaign, you know, he was Christian, right? And then suddenly when he got to power, you know, I think that the money that the Zionists, you know, contributed to his campaign, and the USA also money that they contributed to his campaign, made him turn into a Jewish member of the Jewish community, right? So therefore, he traveled to Jerusalem, you know, and he went to that wall where hasn't been disinfected, you know, for quite a while, because there's a lot of people there kissing that wall, you know, and they had no masks on with COVID. So can you imagine that, you know, go there and kiss a wall there, which has been, you know, kissed on, and I don't know what else they've done on that wall. And so he went there and cried. You know, I don't know why he cried, pretending to be Jewish, all right? So anyway, this guy is giving the Patagonia away, man, you know, to the settlers who went to Gaza Strip, you know, with a dream, you know, that they thought that that land was promised to them 3,000 years ago. Who did that? Who promised them land anywhere? You know, if the Almighty up there, you know, promised something to the whole world, you know, promised to everyone, and the whole planet is all ours, the whole world, you know, the planet, the nature, the animals, and everything belongs to all of us, and we have to look after all that. You know, we have to keep an eye on nature, because nature sometimes turns nasty, you know, because obviously the way that the global warming is taking place right now, which I know that for a fact, you know, that a few of you guys out there don't believe in global warming, you know, but, you know, you can tell, you know, how climates are changing right now, because we are not looking after our planet. You know, if we looked after our planet properly, maybe these things wouldn't happen so as fast as they do. Eventually, things have to change. You know, things have to the planet have to rearrange itself. You know, remold its shape. Right? Now, so when you see avalanches, you know, happening, the avalanche of mud and hills and mountains, you know, collapsing. It's all to do with the change, right? But also, we are contributing to that change. You know, we are contributing to the atmosphere changing so much, you know, and creating all these nature, you know, accidents, you know, catastrophes that are happening, you know, flooding, tsunamis, you know, volcanoes erupting, you know, all this kind of stuff, you know. But anyway, what I'm trying to say here is like, these guys, you know, who are this president of Argentina, giving the settlers, you know, a chance to go and live in Patagonia, because they know the settlers, you know, the settlers don't even belong there, man, you know, they don't even belong there. They were invited by the Zionists, you know, to populate, you know, the area, because they were kicking the Palestinians out of that land. You know, the Palestinians have been living there for, you know, for all their lives, you know. Where did the Palestinians live before? Nowhere, right? That's their land. That's where they belong to. And they were sharing with all the Jews, you know, with the Jews, the Palestinians, the Christians, the Muslims. They were all living happily together, okay? And until the Zionists, you know, the pro-fascist, Nazi, disgusting beasts, you know, turned up and turned everything upside down, you know? And yeah, most of them are from Europe. You know, they claim to be, I'm Jewish and all that. No, they're not even from there, man. They're all like from Poland, Ukraine, Russia, Albania, Lithuania. You know, from the Europeans, man, you know, Europeans who actually turned Jewish because they were given free land. You know, land that was taken from the Palestinians, and they were set to live there, right? Well, right now, these things are changing, you know, they're changing. So this guy who actually, people from New York, even New Yorkers, you know, they moved there to that land, you know, to settle and live in the Palestinian homes that they were being taken away from the Palestinian people. That is the wrong thing to do, brother. You know what I mean? You want to live in peace. You know, you want to share with everyone. Don't just kill people. You know, just build your house next to them and live together. You know, go to the same shop, go do the same, you know, live together. You know what I'm saying? As soon as the people turned up there, you know, helped the United States and the British to settle there, you know, they were given land, you know, the land that didn't belong to no one apart from the Palestinians, okay? So they started taking over, blah, 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 blah. Now the barbed wire, you know, the zone that even the children cannot go, Palestinian children cannot go to school nowadays because they've surrounded, you know, the barbed wire, the whole area, the whole zone. So they're separating. It's an apartheid regime, you know, put it that way, you know. Remember South Africa, you know, with apartheid the whole world, you know, went crazy, you know, oh, apartheid, you know, we are anti-apartheid, you know, all that stuff. Why don't they do the same now with Palestine, you know? Because Palestinians, you know, what can they produce? Olives, you know, olive oil, you know, and just people, humans, you know, people who want to live happily, you know, on their own land, you know, have their own goat, their own olive tree, their own thing, you know. How would you feel, man, if tomorrow somebody walked into your house, right, and drew a line in the middle of the living room and said to you, right, from this side to that side is yours, this is mine. And you go, hey, yeah, I'm going to say, mate, you know, I mean, I bought this house is mine, I've been here since my great-great-great-great-great-great-great-granddad, you know, grandma, you know, family, you know, what were you doing? Well, anyway, this land was promised to us, you know, this house, actually, the state agents, you know, promised this to us, you know, a long time ago, you know, before you moved in here. And I said, no, wait a minute. Do you know what I mean? This is the situation that these people are putting the Palestinians through, you know? And then, can you imagine that line in your living room? Okay, you eventually you go like, oh, hell, well, okay, we'll share the house, right? And then in the morning when you wake up and the line is even further, you know, covering, you know, more land, more territory, more space that you were supposed to be there living, more and more. Eventually these guys, they said to you, right, okay, now time to go. Get out of here, you know, and they kick you out of the house. How would you feel? How would you feel if that happened to you? How would you feel if you send your child to the shop and you know, with the fear that he might not come back. Because that's what they do. They kidnap children. They arrest children. They're calling them terrorists. A child throws stone at this tank, so the tank blew itself up. Because they accused their child. The tank didn't blow himself up. They said, oh, yeah, the terrorists, you know, blah, blah, blah. No, they didn't. The tank didn't blow itself, didn't blow up, man. The tank was, attacked, you know, by a child with a stone, you know. So the child was shot dead, you know, because he was a terrorist, you know, who threw in stones. You know, all these situations, brothers and sisters, you know, this is the one thing that I'm going on and on and on and on about it. I will never stop talking about this, right? Because this is unfair. On human beings, you know, they are killing the future of that country. They're killing the Palestinian future, you know. In fact, you know, that's their idea, to wipe out the whole population of Palestinians, right? And the really shameful thing is, you know, that all the Muslims, you know, around in the region, you know, they're not waking up soon enough, you know. They're oh, I don't know, I'm not sure, you know. I condemn the, you know, this, I condemn that, I condemn this. Like European, the Human Rights, United Nations, Amnesty International, all these agencies. We condemn, you know, what the Israelis are doing to the Palestinians. We condemn this, condemn that. Condemn, what? While you're condemning these people, the Palestinians are being massacred, you know. So this is what's happening. Anyway, all these settlers, they're all moving to Argentina now, you know, so they live in the Patagonia. I hope that our president, our new president in Chile right now, which is an ex-Nazi, right, I'm saying that because his ancestors were Nazis, you know, and they took part in the concentration camps, you know, in Auschwitz, and they did a lot of damage. And this guy was born in Chile, but his family, they came the runaway, you know, after the Second World War, the runaway to Chile, right? That's what most Nazis did, you know. And as Nazis, they behaved like Nazis, right? Okay. So there were those vast concentration of the Nazis, you know, in Chile and Argentina, Paraguay, Uruguay. They were all around South America, but mainly in Chile because Chile is one of the last countries on Earth. Then after that, you go, boom, you jump to the Antarctic. So there you are. They wanted to run away as far away as possible from Europe, you know, so they run away there. But they didn't go there to settle down they did settle down eventually, right? But not to live as South Americans. They wanted to keep on going with their own attitude, their own faith, their own whatever language, and they were allowed to do that, right? So then when the dictatorship took place the government took power in Chile, right? Who were the ones teaching the military from Chile how to torture, how to kill, how to destroy the country? They were the ones, you know, the ones who actually escaped from the Second World War. Anyway, this is a long, 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 long story. So what I'm talking about right now is like what I'm wanting to talk about was to protect the environment, to protect the you know, the Patagonia. Patagonia is one of the wonders of the world. It's pure water, pure land, pure it's animals. It's, oh, wow, it's beautiful. It's paradise. Whoever has been to Chile or Argentina, I've gone to Patagonia, you have to admire that. You have to say, and these guys are going and giving this land away to these people. And you know what happens when these people get some land? They expand. But they don't expand in a friendly way. They expand in a very violent way. And that will give the chance to the United States, you know, and the Israel and all the countries that are supporting genocide to move into that area. Oh, yeah, we got friends there, so we were allowed to go there. Do you know what I mean? So, terrible news, man. And I don't want to bore you anymore because I know that the fact is that you know, we all know, but we got our hands tied at our back. And we cannot do much about it, you know, all I can do is, like, go on a march, you know, and protest, you know, with a placard and say I oppose genocide and also speak here on the radio. This is 93.2 FM, Sheffield Live. Latino Dance with you every Monday from 5 till 7. And now we're going to play one more little folky track, you know, and then we're going to go back to a different type of music for you guys. I just received a message from Chile, man. Oh, yeah, yeah. One of my friends from Chile is listening to the show on internet. If you want to, if you're away outside the radios of Yorkshire, where the radio, transmission is from, you can go to www.sheffieldlive.org and find schedules, programs on a Monday, you know, well, it's programs every day, in fact, you know, all day long. It's a 24-hour radio. So if you want to listen to my show or any other show, and if you are outside the Yorkshire area, you can go to this www.sheffieldlive.org, and then you find the program. Okay, amigos, thank you for listening, and here's more music for you. We got another 35 minutes to go.
I giorni scorrono veloci, più di quanto potessi desiderare. Le notti sono assai più brevi di quanto potessi temere. Mi mancano già questi luoghi, mi mancano già i vostri nomi. L'essenziale è invisibile agli occhi. Il cuore invece no, non può ingannarti. No, 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 no. I pensieri scorrono più veloci della luce.
Traz a lenha pro fogão, vem fazer armação. Hoje é um dia de sol, alegria de coió, é curtir o verão.
Vem, magalenha, rojão, traz a lenha pro fogão, vem fazer armação. Hoje é um dia
de sol, alegria de coió, é curtir o verão.
Thank you. Ela é amiga da minha mulher. Pois é, pois é. Mas vive dando em cima de mim. Enfim, enfim. Ainda por cima é uma tremenda gata. Pra piorar minha situação. Se fosse mulher feia, tava tudo certo. Mulher bonita mexe com meu coração. Se fosse mulher feia, tava tudo certo. Mulher bonita mexe com meu coração. Não pego, eu pego, não pego, eu pego, não pego não.
Não pego, eu pego, não pego, eu pego, não pego não.
Minha mulher me perguntou até, qual é, qual é? Eu respondi que não tô nem aí. Menti, menti. De vez em quando eu fico admirando. É muita areia pro meu caminhão. Se fosse mulher feia, tava tudo certo. Mulher bonita mexe com meu coração. Se fosse mulher feia, tava tudo certo. Mulher bonita mexe com meu coração. Não pego, eu pego, não pego, eu pego, não pego não.
Não pego, eu pego, não pego, eu pego, não pego não.
O meu cunhado já me avisou que se eu der mole ele vai me entregar. A minha sogra me orientou. Isso não tá certo, é melhor parar. Falei, ela não quis ouvir. Pedi, ela não respeitou. Eu juro, a carne é fraca, mas nunca rolou. Amiga da minha mulher. Pois é, pois é. Mas vive dando em cima de mim. Enfim, enfim. Ainda por cima é uma tremenda gata. Pra piorar minha situação. Se fosse mulher feia, tava tudo certo. Mulher bonita mexe com meu coração. Se fosse mulher feia, tava tudo certo. Mulher bonita mexe com meu coração. Yeah. Não pego, eu pego, não pego, eu pego, não pego, não. Não, não.
Não pego, eu pego, não pego, eu pego, não pego, não.
Minha mulher me perguntou até, qual é, qual é? Eu respondi que não tô nem aí. Menti, menti. De vez em quando eu fico admirando. É muita areia pro meu caminhão. Se fosse mulher feia, tava tudo certo. Mulher bonita mexe com meu coração. Se fosse mulher feia, tava tudo certo. Mulher bonita mexe com meu coração. Yeah. Não pego, eu pego, não pego, eu pego, não pego, não. Não, não.
Não pego, eu pego, não pego, eu pego, não pego, não.
O meu cunhado já me avisou que se eu der mole ele vai me entregar. A minha sogra me orientou. Isso não tá certo, é melhor parar. Falei, ela não quis ouvir. Pedi, ela não respeitou. Eu juro, a carne é fraca, mas nunca rolou.
Locos. Their names were Los Marihuanos. There was only three things that matter in their life, you see. Music, marijuana, and muchachas. Never thought they were going to be stars ever, Holmes. Until now. Los Marihuanos have arrived. Chale, Holmes.
Los Marihuanos!
Los Marihuanos, ya llegaron. Los Marihuanos, ya llegaron. Los marihuanos ya llegaron, ya llegaron.
Todos digan México, se ho, diga ho, ho. Now scream.
Los marihuanos ya llegaron, mira, ira, nadie que te cuida. Fumando toda mi vida, toque, pega como un choque. No que no, música rock and roll, what y hip hop, juntos y unidos para la gente, sí. Diferentes estilos, puro raza, aquí cabrones, mexicanos, aquí mamones.
Diga México, gato flow, diga México, gato flow,
¿Dónde está mi gente? ¿Dónde está mi gente latino? Hacen ruido, ¿dónde está mi gente? ¿Dónde está mi gente latino? Hacen ruido, ¿dónde está mi gente? ¿Dónde está mi gente latino? Hacen ruido, ¿dónde está mi gente? ¿Dónde está mi gente? Yo fumo marihuana. Marihuanos fuman marihuana. Oh sí, todos fuman marihuana. El mundo fuma marihuana.
¡Asa! ¡Mira! ¡Sí!
Oh,
my friends, we're coming to the end of the show, and I hope that you're going to join me again next week. And also, I want to thank you very much, you know, to all the guys at Cubana, all the guys at the kitchen, man, at Cubana. Wow, fantastic food, man. Good stuff. Keep going, man. Keep cooking. Yeah. What I'm going to do now, I'm going to leave you with this Chilean band. It's a reggae band. This is it's all about getting it together. And yeah, I hope that you like it, and I hope to see you or to play music for you next week. Thank you very much, and love one another, and free Palestine.
Entonces, ¿en qué quedamos? ¿Tiramos para arriba o nos achacamos? Te aconsejo que levantes la mirada y hagas como que aquí no ha pasado nada. Que no te la gane la pena, mi friend. Sale ya de este agujero, sale ya de este problema. Mira para arriba y agradece, porque tienes una vida, pese lo que pese. Ahora abre tu ventana, mira para afuera, existen cosas bellas, existen cosas buenas. No te dejes vencer, no te dejes enloquecer. Vive el regalo de un nuevo día con placer y verás que no hay nada que temer. Busca la verdad en tu interior, busca en tu ser para comprender que hay alguien que te ama y pase lo que pase, no te quiere ver caer. Solo ten fe, porque ya va a estar feliz al verte renacer. Vibra positiva, zona ganchepía, para ver si te motivas a vivir un nuevo día. Entonces, ¿en qué quedamos? Tiramos para arriba o nos achacamos. Te aconsejo que levantes la mirada y hagas como que aquí no ha pasado nada. Que no te la gane la pena, mi ahora alza la cabeza, que por algo se empieza. Sal a caminar y observa la naturaleza. Pero si tropiezas, párate enseguida y endereza. Es que siempre triunfa el que no cesa. Persevera por lo que tú más quieras. Sal hacia adelante, pero sal a tu manera. Ve con la verdad, siente la pura felicidad al actuar con bondad. Oh, vibra positiva. Para arriba o no.
he peleado con cocodrilos, me he balanceado sobre un hilo, cargando más de 500 kilos, le he dado la vuelta al mundo en menos de un segundo, he cruzado 100 laberintos y nunca me confundo, respiro dentro y fuera del agua como las focas, soy a prueba de fuego, agarro balas con la boca, mi creatividad vuela como los aviones, puedo construir un cerebro sin leer las instrucciones, hablo todos los idiomas de todos los abecedarios, tengo más vocabulario que cualquier diccionario, tengo vista de águila, olfato de perro, puedo caminar descalzo sobre clavos de hierro, soy inmune a la muerte, no necesito bendiciones porque siempre tengo buena suerte, ven conmigo a dar un paseo por el parque porque tengo más cuentos que contarte que García Márquez, por ti, todo lo hago por ti, es que tú me sacas lo mejor de mí, soy todo lo que soy. Porque tú eres todo lo que quiero por ti. Todo lo hago por ti. Es que tú me sacas lo mejor de mí. Soy todo lo que soy. Porque tú eres todo lo que quiero. Puedo brincar la cuerda con solo una pierna. Veo en la oscuridad sin usar una linterna. Cocino lo que quieras, yo soy todo un chef. Tengo sexo 24/7 todo el mes. Puedo soplar las nubes grises pa' que tengas un buen día. También sé cómo comunicarme por telepatía. Por ti cruzo la frontera sin visa y le saco una buena sonrisa a la Mona Lisa. Por ti respiro antes de morirme. Por ti voy a la iglesia y escucho toda la misa sin dormirme. Sigo siendo el rey aunque no tenga reino. Mi sudor huele a perfume y nunca me despeino. Sé pelear todas las artes marciales. También sé cómo comunicarme con los animales.